laid on the floor and talked to the Lord about what to preach in this place tonight. We have felt the Holy Ghost here, and I've watched a bunch of you kids get in, but there's still a handful of you holding back. And I can't get excited as I need to about those of you that's shouting, for those of you that ain't got in yet. And it's not one or two, there's a bunch of you that need to press on through. And I think maybe you don't realize the seriousness of the hour and how critical it is that you get help in this youth camp. If you was waiting, you didn't want to just be the first one in, you better wake up, because it's almost over. And it'd be over before you know it. And I was praying today, and all of a sudden, my plans got thrown in the trash can of what I was supposed to preach tonight. And back through the archives we went to a youth rally that I preached about 5 or 6 years ago, and not many of you was there, 2 or 3. And I felt that I must preach this tonight. You know, I was supposed to bring all the new stuff up here, and I done brought out 2 old ones. So you just have to forgive me as I try to follow the Lord. I got to going, as you're turning to Mark chapter 9, I got to going through some pictures up there they got on the board, and I tell you, if you want to see something that'll just make you feel old and happy and sad all at the same time, just look at them pictures from 93, and man, you'd never believe that Matt Spinaga was ever that skinny. You wouldn't believe it. You really wouldn't. You'd never believe I was that little. Even Joel Perigord might have been a few pounds littler, but it wasn't many. And I got to looking, and just so happened, Brother Walker's granddaughter just come up behind me, and we pointing out this one and that one. You remember Peter and Philip and LJ and Chris, and he's pointing them out, and I said, where are they? And she said, well, this one here's a preacher. This one here's a youth pastor. This one here's a pastor. This one's saved. And I'm glad to report that most of them were saved, but she hit on, this one here's lost. This one here's out. And my heart just smote me. And I begin to think about some of my family that's out. And I'll say this tonight, and it may get back to him, but I don't hope it don't. But I saw pictures of Donnie leading the singing up here. And I thought about the times that we had around this place. And I want you to know there's a devil out there. He's a thief. He's a thief, Brother Garrison. He wants to steal and to kill and to destroy. We can't afford to lose anymore. And I'm thankful that the success rate is good, that more was saved, it was lost, a lot more that was on that paper. And a lot of you are here tonight that's on there, including me. And I thank God for that. But I don't want to lose any more. Someone said, oh, you can't help it. Well, we might, but I'm going to go down fighting, Brother Garrison, for every single one. And I want to preach to you one more time tonight about the seriousness of this thing, getting your feet on the rock, because there is a real devil out there. And he's out for your soul. Mark chapter 9, verse 18. Mark chapter 9, let's start at verse 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, who hath a dumb spirit. Verse 18 says something that's peculiar. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, he foameth, he gnasheth with his teeth, pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. They brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. He asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and to help us. Heavenly Father, help me to preach tonight to these wonderful kids. Tonight my heart is burdened for those that have not yet committed their lives to you. And I pray tonight that you would anoint me with that anointing that destroys the yoke of sin. God, help me to say exactly what you want me to say, nothing more, nothing less. Let your Holy Ghost settle down into this place. My God, don't let one child leave here lost. Not one parent leave here lost. Not one individual leave here without the power of the Holy Ghost. God, in their lives and their minds made up to serve the Lord. Help me, Lord, I pray. Not for my sake only, but more so for the sake of every ear. And anoint them to hear what you had to say tonight. Help us, and we'll give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And everybody said, amen. I felt like going back tonight and preaching one more time on Alone with a Madman. Alone with a Madman. How many knows tonight that the devil's mad? How many knows tonight what a madman is? It's someone that's crazy, out of their mind crazy, beyond control crazy. I'll tell you how mad the devil was. He thought Brother Holcomb, he could take over heaven. He's so crazy, he thought he'd kick God out of heaven and take over, Brother Kevin. And God cast him out. But you know what's crazier than that? Even after being kicked out of heaven down to earth, he still got plans. He really still thinks that if he could get enough with him, that he could still take over heaven. He's crazy. And he took this little boy, this madman, this spirit got a hold of him, Thomas. And the Bible said, wheresoever it taketh him, it would take him off somewhere. When daddy wasn't looking, he would get him off by himself. And it would cast him into the fire and into the water to hurt him and to harm him. Amen. This spirit, this madman, would get a hold of this boy. Amen. It would make him do things that he didn't want to do. Could I tell you tonight that the devil will make you do things that you didn't ever thought you'd do? Can I tell you tonight, if you give the devil the keys to your life, he'll take you places you never planned to go. He'll make you say things you never thought you'd say. And he'll make you do things you never thought you'd do. Because he's a madman. He's crazy. You see, we've been raised up in a sheltered environment, most of us. We learn, we play by the rules. But can I tell you, the devil don't play by the rules. There's no such thing as fair with the devil. There's no such thing as right and wrong with the devil. Amen. All he knows is to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. Because he's a madman. And I'm here to tell you, he's in this place tonight. And he's looking for boys and girls. He's looking for somebody to steal. Amen. And to take your life tonight. He'll take good kids and make them do crazy things that they never thought they'd do. Help me, Lord. I've seen him take kids, Brother Kevin, that was fun to be around and drive them to suicide. Never thought it was possible. But he takes them, Brother Ryan, and drags them down to a place where he takes full control. And they do things that they never wanted to do because they got alone with a madman. I'll never forget my friend Donnie that I used to go see at the car parts store. You remember him, Dad? We'd go up there and he'd always have a smile on his face. Went to the local Assembly of God church. Amen. Had his little lowrider truck and his big speakers. I don't guess he probably was. I know he wasn't saved when he done what he done. But, you know, but he was a nice boy. A friend never would have ever crossed my mind, Brother Larry, that I'd have went in there one day and he wasn't there. Where's he at? Where's Donnie? Oh, don't you hear? No. He climbed into that little truck and stuck his shotgun to his head and took his life at 20 years of age. Oh, what happened? Not not Donnie. He was a friendly guy. He wasn't depressed. He wasn't suicidal. What happened to him? He got alone with a madman. He got away from God. He got in a place where the devil began to talk to him. And the devil talked him into doing something that he'll regret for the rest of eternity. And I'm here to tell you tonight, you say, oh no, Brother Brent, I've been raised in church. I go to Mount Olive Youth Camp. My dad is a preacher. But I'm here to tell you, the devil doesn't play by no rules. And he don't care who you are, what your name is, or where you're from. He is a madman, and if you give him the steering wheel, he will drive your soul to the very pits of hell. Amen. And wheresoever he taketh him, just wherever he wanted to. I know that little boy didn't want to be thrown in the fire. Can you see that, Daddy? Oh, Brother Swanag, if you had a girl that was possessed by a spirit and the devil would throw it in the fire and the water, can you imagine the tears that flowed down that daddy's face as he said he brought his boy to Jesus and he said, if you can do anything, please help me. Anything. I'm here to tell you, when you get along with a madman, you'll want somebody to help you, but it may be too late. I got to talk to some of you girls here tonight that think that this thing could be put on hold, that you want to wait a little while till you get a little older. You want to do this, you want to do that. Some of you boys, you know, Brother Brent, I'm not really a bad person. No, you're not. But if you're not serving Jesus, you're serving the devil. Do you understand that? I said, if you're not living for God, the only other alternative is living for the devil. And you may not be wicked right now. You may not just be the world's most wicked person, but you're headed down a trail, amen, that you'll do things you thought you'd never do. I said you'll do things you thought you'd never do alone with a madman. Let me talk to you a little bit tonight. Read a story one time about some people that got alone with a madman. How many here knows Betty Lou Mills? Huh? Betty Lou Mills got in church, was in church as a little girl, went right to the Holiness Church up there, Brother Lenny, where my Uncle Jim pastored. But at 12 years of age, she got out of church. Her plans was not to become a demon-possessed, drug-dealing, looking for her husband to shoot him person. But I'm telling you, when the madman takes over, he has no mercy. And from a little 12-year-old girl that went to Sunday school that might have been just like you, that got away from God and got in the hands of the madman, she became a drug dealing. Amen. Oh, she come to our church with a pistol in her pocketbook looking for her husband to shoot him and kill him. Come right into church with a pistol, loaded gun. You remember that, Sister Carrie Kelly? A madman was driving her. Oh, God. Oh, God. I read about a man named Legion that got alone with a madman. It caused him to roam among the tombs, Brother Sink. It caused him to cut himself with knives. It, the Bible said he cried. Oh, he cried. He didn't want to be that way as he cut himself, but he got alone with a madman. And the devil made him do things he did not want to do. And if you get with him, you better hear me. And I'm repeating this tonight. I know what I'm trying to drive it in your head. You will lose all control after a while. I said you will lose all control if you play games with the devil.
Come on.
I told y'all last year about my friend named Trampas who got alone with a madman and sat in my living room, and I begged him to pray and he would not pray. And I told him to get right. And I said, God sent you here for a reason. I didn't even know the guy from Adam. And Debbie, you remember picking up the paper of a man who walked up to his wife's apartment at 3 in the morning and shot her into eternity. amen, and sent her out of here just a block from grandma's house. I passed that house that morning. I said, somebody done happened here. Please tape all around. Pulled up there to grandma's, opened the paper, and there it was on the front page, that house. Amen. Man kills his wife, shoots her boyfriend while his girl sleeps upstairs. I flipped over to finish the story, and there's picture jumped out at me. He set my living room, Brother Richards, and I begged him to pray 2 months before that, and we cried and snotted, but he would not pray. He wasn't going to kill his wife. That wasn't in his plans. His plans was not to spend the rest of his life in a penitentiary. A backslid preacher that attended Faith School of Theology in Maine. It was not his plans. Amen. But he got in the hands of the madman, and he drove him to take a gun and shoot his wife. And tonight he's got a life sentence without parole. Amen. In jail. I'm here to tell you, you can't afford to play games with the madman. And I remember sitting there and crying. And I looked at his picture. And I said, oh, Travis, I wish you would pray. If I'd only known, I'd have thrown you in the floor and made you do so. I'd have done more. I'd have cried. But he wouldn't have believed me if I'd have told him. He wouldn't have believed me. And I'm preaching to you tonight. And you don't want to believe me, but I'm telling you. The devil's ruthless. I said, the madman is ruthless. If he take a little boy and throw him in the fire, a little innocent boy, I'm telling you, he'll take you and throw you in the fire too. Oh, but preacher, you don't understand. I'm just a kid. What would the devil want with me? I just told you last night he wants you so bad. Because if he can keep you till you get out from mom and daddy's house, if he can keep you till nobody makes you go to church anymore, he's got a very, very, very good chance of keeping you out the rest of your life. That's why he's fighting. That's why he don't want you to pray in these altars. Oh, but Brother Brent, I'm young. There's next year. Not with the madman. There's no promise of tomorrow. I said, there is no promise of tomorrow.
Brother Brent, I'm too young. Let me take you to Whitehall, Virginia, and we'll visit the juvenile detention center where there's bunches of 13 and 14-year-old boys who are already facing life for murder, robbery, thieving. The devil loves to get little kids and make them do things they don't want to do. He is a madman. I said, he is a madman, and he don't play by the rules.
Several years ago, at the SEAL Corp, everybody went into work one day, as usual. Two workmen were in the office when in walked John Miranda, a disgruntled employee that had been laid off with a gun. And he began to scream and carry on, I want $50,000. I want $50,000. I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill everybody. Call the news. Call the cops. Tell them I've got the gun and I'm going to kill them all if I don't get $50,000. And while he was in that office, he herded them all into one room, took one guy into another room and shot him in the leg over the phone to let him hear that he meant business. When he went back into the other room, when he did, that guy climbed out the window and escaped and fell 20 feet, got free. And when he did, that man went back in there and saw he had got out. It made him so mad that he run back in there. And he took that gun and he stuck it on Guy's neck. John stuck that gun right on Guy's neck. And he said, get out. They had some duct tape. He said, take this duct tape and take this gun around my neck, his neck. Take it around my hand. Take it around the barrel of the gun, back around his neck. Amen. Tape him to me. And when he did, they done that. And when all those people saw, amen, that he had a gun to his neck, amen, they looked around, and they all ran off, and all of a sudden, amen, 50,000 all of a sudden, Tom's left alone with a madman with a gun taped to his neck. Can I tell you, your friends won't be nowhere around when you're left alone with a madman? Their so-called friends of this world won't be nowhere around when you're counting down to your death and you died from the things a madman's given you. Come on now. Your so-called friends will run and leave you with a madman. Oh, brother, but I can't part ways with the old crowd. You better watch it, because I'm here to tell you the devil will get the gun on you and everybody else will run. And your friends will be gone. And you'll be by yourself with a madman. Oh, you want to hang on to those old friends. You don't want to break ties with the old crowd. But if you don't break ties with them now, they're going to break ties with you one of these days. And they're going to leave you alone with a madman. And so Tom is herded out onto the porch, but Guy with John and a gun at his neck, and he's a screaming out, give me the money.
Give it. Hurry up.
Hurry.
Give me cash. Hurry up.
This true story. True story. And there he is, and John's standing there crying. Guys are standing there crying with a gun at his neck. And he feels all alone. But all of a sudden, there's a pager on his side. And this pager, his fiance throughout the day would beep him, and it might say 777. And that just meant, I love you, and I'm thinking about you, and I'll be with you soon. And she'd be on vibrating throughout the day. He'd look down there, she'd be, I'm just thinking about you. And when Guy's fiance heard that he was hostage and he was all alone with a madman, she got on the phone, and she just kept hitting a redial button. And the whole time that Guy was standing there with a gun to his neck, the pager was buzzing on his side saying, I love you and I'm praying for you. You are not alone. And I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, I didn't think I was going to preach another message to the lost, but in the prayer room today, God said, send the pager off to somebody and tell them I love them and I want to give them another opportunity. I don't want you to go to hell. You may feel like you're alone. You may feel like nobody cares, but I'm still sending you a message. I'm sending you a beat tonight to tell you I still love you. I still care about your soul. Woo! Your daddy may be backslid. I need to hurry. Your daddy may be backslid. Your mama may be backslid. But I'm telling you, God ain't left you. Preacher, you understand. Nobody there to support me. You forgot about God and how much he loves you. He don't want you to go to hell. And he's sending you a message tonight that I haven't forgotten where you are. And I still love you. Well, here's Guy with the gun to his neck. And all of a sudden, John gets fed up. He herds him out onto a balcony. There's snipers all around. They can't shoot him because the gun is taped to his hand and they feel the recoil would cause it to go off and kill Guy. They don't know what to do, and all of a sudden John screams out, all right, I'm tired of waiting. And he hollers out, you're going to count to 10, Guy. And when you're done, I'm going to shoot you right here. I'm tired of waiting. And all of a sudden Guy starts counting down to his own death. The devil will laugh while you count down. They smoke a cigarette through an oxygen machine, and the devil laughs as they count down their last days.
Their liver's pickled, and they drink another drink of whiskey, and the devil laughs. He's a madman, Brother Moore. Y'all helping me tonight? Oh, I'm just a young preacher, yeah, but one of these days you'll count down. 5. Time's running out. What are we going to do? We can't shoot him. Times are running out. What are we going to do? Hey, man, what are we going to do? 3. But when he got down there near the end, he said, I got to do something or I'm going to die. And when he got down to 2, all of a sudden he reached up. He grabbed that gun. He fell down. Amen. And when he did, those snipers got him. Amen. They got the madman and took him out. I'm here to tell you tonight. Amen. The devil may be trying to give you a countdown to hell. But I say if you'd make an effort to get to the altar, God would set your soul free. Amen. There's hell for you. But you got to make an effort. Nobody can do it but you. Woo! Preacher, I really want God. I really want God, but I just can't. If you don't, nobody else can do it for you. Listen to me, boys. There's a madman in the house tonight. I said, there's a madman in the house tonight. I said, there's a madman in the house tonight. And this ain't games and this ain't fun. And he's got a prison cell for you somewhere. He's got a dark place for you somewhere. Listen to me, girls. He's got more things, more horrible lined up for you than you could ever imagine. And only you tonight can cast the deciding vote as to whether you're going to stay alone with him or give your life to Jesus Christ. But Brother Brent, what am I going to do? I really want to serve God, but I just can't. I just, there's too much temptation. Well, let me talk to you what the solution for this problem is tonight. I turned over there to where this man was roaming among the tombs, and I found the solution among the problems, to his problems. And there he comes, and there's a man that comes in a little boat that slides upon the sandy beach. And when it does, the demons in that man rush, and they cry out, why have you come to torment us before our time? And Jesus cast the demons into the swine and set Legion free. And I come to this conclusion. What we have to do is get the madman to the master. I said, we've got to get the madman to the master. He's the only one who can break the chains and set the captive free. I said, he's the only one who can break the chains and set your soul free. Bring your madman to the master at this altar tonight. Woo! And there's a little boy wallowing and foaming at Jesus' feet. But this was his last foaming. His last wallowing. You know why? Because they had brought the madman to the master. And when the madman meets the master, there's only one winner, and that's Jesus. I said, that's Jesus. That's Jesus Christ. There's only one victor. And here tonight, you can make it. But you must bring the madman of your life to the master. Stand to your feet tonight and beg God to help me in this altar service. Sister Carrie, was you saved before Betty or after? You remember that night she laid in the floor and the madman had driven her crazy. I was just a little boy and I watched her spit and bite and claw and fight. If you've never seen demon possession, it's something you don't want to see. It's amazing what a devil can do with a human body. And she bit and clawed and fight. But what she would come to in between intervals with fighting that devil for 5 or 6 hours they fought him. I think there was 10 or 11 demons in her. But as they prayed for her, she would come to and she'd say, please, don't leave me like this. Please, don't leave me like this. Please don't leave me like this. She'd go back and we'd fight some more with the devil. And I'd see this little boy and the adults. Amen. And as they fought, a lady drove by, and a black dove and a white dove circled over the church. And they would come together and fight. And they would go back together and fly in circles. And they'd come together and fight as they skirmished in the Holy Ghost and the evil, the powers, the forces. It's a real, the devil is real. I said, he is real. But about 2 o'clock in the morning, we got the madman to the master. And he took a drug-dealing, pistol-toting wild woman. Amen. And made a saint of God out of her. Oh, I'm here to tell you tonight, young people, you can make it. I said you can be free. But you're going to have to come and drop yourself at the master's feet and say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. There's a madman after me. He's trying to kill me. And fall at the master's feet and say, Son of God, have mercy on my soul tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Shandadadadadadamakotaya. You're here tonight. Brother Brent, I'm not wicked, but I ain't gave myself to the Lord. You know what? You're a man. You're praying with a bad man. But if you surrender your life to Jesus and get covered by the blood, he can't get you. And you're here tonight. And you need his touch. And you've been playing games with a madman. I want you to slide out of your seat and make your way to this altar, the first one. Come on, slide out of your seat. Make your way to this altar right now. I'm not begging you. I'm not dragging you. I done told you there's no sense in me dragging you. If you don't want to come, if you're not interested in being set free, there's nothing that we can do for you. You will cast a final vote. I'm here to tell you there is a madman in the house. He's telling you, don't go up there and pray. Don't go up there and seek God. Don't go up there. But it won't be pretty when he's finished with you. Come on. Come here, Bethany. I want if you're saved, I want you to stay at your seat right now. Keep young people praying, heads bowed. My sister's fixing to sing a song about a teenager who went to youth camp 1 year and refused to pray just a couple years ago. And she refused to pray. The Holy Ghost spoke and said, there'll be one that won't be here next year if you don't pray. And they went to her and begged her to pray. And she laughed. And this is what she said. It will never be me. And she left that youth camp unsaved. And she died. One of her friends that went to that youth camp and heard her say that just a few years ago wrote this song. And I want you with your heads bowed to listen to the words of this song as the Lord deals with us tonight.
It's appointed to man once to die.
Oh, listen.
It's an appointment you keep, you can't deny. So why do you lie?
That's reverence the Lord.
And say you'll never face God's throne. No matter how rich, no matter how smart, God knows the depths of your heart. But still you say, I think I'm okay. You'll never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who sees death. It'll never never be me who has to stand before God's throne. Oh, it'll never be me. I've heard you say it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with young people who said it will never be me.
Oh, sing it as she sings that chorus again.
It'll never be me.
Are you ready to pray? The madman's on your trail. Reverend, I'm not evil. I didn't say you was. But I'm here to tell you, you need to sell out to God. Amen. If you're a parent sitting in the back of this church, I don't care if you're a teenager or not. If you're here and the madman's on your tail, get out of your seat and make your way to this altar right now. In the name of Jesus, get out.
It'll never be me. I've heard you say it will never be me.
Pray. Pray.
I don't have time.
You need to pray tonight for us. Get serious with God.
Oh, hell is crying out with people who say it'll never be.
Young person, you feel God kneeling, step out. Sing a second verse. Just listen.
Standing here,
will this be
today,
you?
Today I'm looking at a friend. Death took away. You see, she had so much life,
oh my,
and so much beauty, they all beheld. And she
listen
once sung those songs of joy, but my friend, she played with God, and God,
God
is
not
a toy. She said, look at me, I'm young and I'm so free. It will never be me.
Oh, come on, come on.
It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who sees death. It'll
come on, young people, every one of you. I want every camper in this altar right now praying. If you're a camper, do not stand at your seat. I want you to come up here and at least kneel down and reverence
it'll
God.
It'll never be me. I heard you say it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell is crying out with people who say it'll never be me. It's appointed to man once to die.
Oh, God.
It's an appointment you're gonna keep. You can never ever deny. So why would you lie and say, Bethany, I'll never ever face that great white throne. But you see, no matter how rich and no matter how smart, God, he looks into the very depths of
your
heart.
Work your way through here, parents. Come on.
You
work
say,
your way through. Pray with somebody.
I think I'll be okay. It would never be me.
Come on, boys. Get serious with God tonight.
It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who sees death. It'll never be
sing it, sis.
Who has to stand
don't
before
wait any
God's throne. It'll never be me. I've heard you say it will never be me. I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who say it'll never be me.
Bring that madman to the master.
Standing here today.
Listen
I'm
closely.
Looking at a friend. Death took away. She had so much life. She had so much beauty to behold.
Oh, look at how she wasted all her talent.
She once sung songs of joy. said, friend, she played with God, and God is not a toy. She said, look at me, I'm young and I'm free. It will never be me.
Oh, it'll never be me
who takes my last breath.
It'll never be me who sees death.
It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me, I've heard you say. It'll never be me, I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who say, it'll never be me. You see, it's appointed to man. Once you must die, it's an appointment you keep, you can't deny. So why would you lie and say you'll never have to face God's throne? It doesn't matter how rich, it doesn't matter how smart. My Lord, he knows the very depths of your heart. Oh, but still you would say, I think I'll be okay. It would never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who sees death. It'll never be me. For God's throne.
Oh, it'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me
who sees death.
It'll never be me
who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me, I've heard you say. It'll never be me, I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who say, it'll never be me. Standing here today, I look at a friend death took away. She had so much life, so much beauty to behold. She once sung songs of joy, but friendship played with God, and God is not a toy. She said, look at me, I'm young and I'm free. It'll never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who sees death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me, I've heard you say. It'll never be me, I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who say, it'll never be me. It's appointed to man once to die. It's an appointment you're gonna keep, you can never deny. So why do you lie and say you'll never face God's throne? No matter how rich, no matter how smart, God, he knows the very day. depths of your heart. Oh, but still you say, I think I'll be okay. It'll never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who sees death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God.
Oh, come on, boys, pray. Pray, boys, pray.
It'll never be me.
There's a madman after you. But bring him to the master.
It'll never be me.
Bring him to the master.
Time to say, little cry. Takes my last breath. It'll never be me.
Come on, girls, pray.
Who sees death. It'll never be me.
Come on, boys, pray.
Who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me. I've heard you say, it'll never be me. Don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who say, it'll never be me. Oh, but hell.
Come on, pray on, pray on, pray on. Come on, boys, pray. Don't just sit there and look
you
around. Cry out to God.
Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key.
Oh, hallelujah.
You can take away.
God, save every lost child here tonight. Save every one of them, Lord.
Oh, from these eyes that now can see. Oh, and deprive me of the food I eat. And divine bind my hands and feet. But as long as I know Jesus, oh, then I can still
be
free.
You can be free from the madman tonight.
All that I
the Holy Ghost is here to deliver to set free.
Tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for
come on,
me.
Ruthie. Come on, Ruthie.
So unworthy to live.
Oh, God.
And not fit to kill. And then a man on
devil, you're a liar.
cross.
I can't
put
make it.
Me
I can serve God.
Will and said that I could
sing it again.
You go free. Oh, that I could still go free. For me, so unworthy to live and not fit to kill, and then a man on the cross put me in his will and said that I could still go free. I never could quite understand how he could leave his throne and don the robes of an earthly man, feel the pain. Flesh and bones.
Pray on, boys. Don't get in a hurry now.
And to later trod down a lonely path. Oh, that would lead him to Calvary. Oh, and those blood red stains, they broke off. And
pray,
said
boys.
That I could still go free. Oh, that I could still go free.
Tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me.
So unworthy to live.
Oh, pray on.
Not fit to kill.
Oh,
then a man on the cross put me in his will and said that I could still go. Well, I never could quite understand how a king could leave his throne and don the robes of an earthly man.
Come on, pray with someone tonight.
Feel the
get a burn for someone tonight.
Flesh and bone, and to later trot down a lonely path. Oh, that would lead him to Calvary. Oh, those blood red stains, they broke off his chains and said that I could still go free. Oh, tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me.
Unworthy to live, not fit.
And then the man on
cross, put me in his will, and said that I could still go free. Oh, that I could still go free. Tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me. So not fit to kill, then a man on the cross, he put me in his will and said that I could still go free. You can lock me up in a prison, oh, and throw away the key. We can take away my vision from these eyes that now can see and deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and feet. But as long as I know that I can still go free. Oh, that I could still go free. Tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do so unworthy to live and not fit to kill, then a man on the cross, he put me in his will and he said that I could still go free.
Oh, pray on, pray on. Pray on, don't quit.
Well, I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Oh, I heard about his groanings of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Well, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Oh, pray it through.
Well, I heard about a mansion he's built for me in glory. I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing that old redemption story. And from that day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Oh, victory in Jesus.
Well, oh, my Savior forever.
I know he sought me.
Well, he bought me. Well, he loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Well, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He
saw
me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Well, he loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing and his precious power revealing, and how made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus,
my Savior forever.
Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Well, he loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Long years ago, I was out in sin.
Well, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees,
in agony,
I prayed to Jesus and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul rolled away. Well, it makes me happy, glad and free. I sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul roll away. Well, it makes me happy, glad and free. I sing and shout it, for he's everything to me.
Feel him by my side, my feeble steps. He comes to God when those trials come. He comforts me through faith in him, or should I have the victory?
Well, I never shall
forget the day
when all the burdens of my soul roll away. Well, it makes me happy, glad and free. Well, I sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now. Well, at his feet, just humbly bow. Well, confess to him.
Sing it.
Your every sin. He'll save and cleanse and give you peace and joy within. I never shall
forget today.
All the burdens of my soul rolled away.
Happy, glad, and free.
I'm singing, shouting, for He's everything to me.
I never shall forget the day when all the burning of my soul rolled away. It makes me happy, glad, and free. But I sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
Well, I never shall
forget today.
When all the burdens of my soul
rolled away.
Well, it makes me happy, glad, and free. Well, I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. Well, I never shall
forget today.
When all the burdens of my soul
rolled
away.
Free from the madman.
Well, it makes me happy, happy, glad, and free. Well, I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
Well, I never shall
forget today.
When all the burden of my soul rolled away.
When it makes me happy and free.
Oh, glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it,
for He's everything to me. Long years ago, I was out in sin. Didn't have no hope.
Oh, I had no hope.
No peace within.
Down on my knees.
In agony. I prayed to Jesus, and He gladly set me free.
I never shall forget today.
When all the burdens of my soul rolled away.
It makes me happy.
Let it free.
I'll sing and shout it.
Now I can feel him by my side.
My feeble chest.
He comes to God. When trials come, He comforts me.
Through faith in Him or sin, I have the victory. Well, I never shall forget today. When all the burdens of my soul were rolled away.
It makes me happy.
Glad and free. Well, now I cannot explain what has happened to me. Well, I can only say I'm not the man I used to be. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Well, there's a brand new man, and he's walking in new shoes. What a change. Oh, hallelujah, I'm not the same. It's different now. Since He came, hallelujah. Well, what a change. Well, hallelujah, I'm not the same. Well, it's different now. Since Jesus came, hallelujah. Well, what a change. Well, now all my friends have noticed this change in my life. And when they ask me why, well, here's what I reply. There's no doubt about it. My life's been rearranged. Since I met this Savior, I've never been the same. Well, what a change. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not the same. It's different now. Since Jesus came, hallelujah. Well, what a change.
Hallelujah.
I am not the same. It's different now.
Since Jesus came,
hallelujah. Well, what a change.
Hallelujah.
I'm not the same. It's different now.
Since
Jesus came. Hallelujah. Well, what a change. Well, now I cannot explain what has happened to me. Well, I can only say I'm not the man I used to be. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Well, there's a brand new man, but I'm walking in new shoes. Oh, what a change.
What a change.
Oh, what a change.
What a change.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm not the same. Oh, it's so different. Since Jesus came, hallelujah. Well, what a change.
On the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Oh, if you need a blessing, well, tell him what you want. If you need a blessing, why don't you tell him what you want?
If you need a blessing, tell him what you want.
Tell him what you want right now. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Well, you can call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. You can call him up and call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Well, his line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy. You can tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy, yeah. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. It's raining on the inside. Come on in the house. It's raining on the inside. Come on in the house. It's raining on the inside. Come on in the house. Come on in the house of the Lord. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Well, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. And if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Well, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. You can call him up and call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Oh, Jesus on the mainland, tell him what you want. Jesus on the mainland, tell him what you want. Jesus on the mainland, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Well, his line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Yeah, his line ain't never busy. You can tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Oh, If you need deliverance, you can tell him what you want. Oh, if you need deliverance, go ahead, tell him what you want. Well, if you need deliverance, you can tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Well, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want, yeah. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. Oh, I hear him calling, you can call him up, tell him what you want, you better call him up and tell him what, oh, you can call him up, tell him what you want. It's a toll-free call. Oh, you can call him up and call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up and call him up and tell him what you want. Well, call him up and call him up and tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Oh, if you're tired of being bound, you tell him what you want. If you're tired of being bound, you tell him what you want. Well, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Oh, deliverance on the main line now. Well, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Well, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. If you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. I feel deliverance on the main line now. Well, his line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Oh, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yeah, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. If you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Oh, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. If you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Deliverance on that main line now. Oh, if you need the victory, sister, tell him what you want. If you need the victory, sister, tell him what you want. Well, if you need the victory, children, tell him what you want. Well, tell him what you want right now. You can raise your hands and sing and shout. Tell him what you want. Raise your hands and sing and shout. Tell him what you want. Oh, raise your hands and sing and shout. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Oh, you better get busy, y'all. Tell him what you want. He's listening for your toll-free call. And tell him what you want. Oh, if you need that blessing, yeah, tell him what you want. Oh, tell him what you want right now. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Well, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Well, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. If you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Oh, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Jesus will set you free. Oh, if you need deliverance, child, tell him what you want. Oh, if you need deliverance, child, tell him what you want. If you need deliverance, you can tell him what you want. Jesus on that main line now. His line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Oh, his line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Oh, tell him what you want right now. Oh, I hear him. He's saying, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Oh, he hears your call. Well, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus on the main line now. Yeah. Well, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want.
Jesus on the main. There he goes, tell him what you want. Oh, that's Sister Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line now. Oh, the devil, he has lied to you. Oh, enough. Oh, you can feel it too. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Oh, they got tired of being bound. They told him what they want. They got tired of being bound. They got what they want. Oh, so if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Oh, deliverance on that main line right now. Oh, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. If you're tired of being bound, you tell him what you want. Oh, if you're tired of being bound, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line.